Unit 3. Tape script 3.1. Mandy's story.
Did I ever tell you that story about my friend Mandy?
No, I don't think so. Why? What happened?
Well, Mandy's an air hostess, except they don't call them that anymore.
What is it now? Member of the cabin staff?
Flight attendant or something. Well, it was quite a long flight. Mm. It was a long-haul flight going to somewhere. And it was quite a long way into it. And I think it was in the night time, so most people were sleeping. And what happened was, Mandy suddenly saw this man stand up out of his seat and fall over into the aisle, and he was just lying there. And so they, well, all the stewards and stewardesses thought, oh my God, he's had a heart attack or something. And they went running over to him, and so they were trying to, well, they wanted to know if he was unconscious, so they were trying to find out what was wrong, what had happened. And then they smelt this smell of alcohol on him. So they thought, oh, he's had too much to drink on the plane, or too much whiskey or whatever, and he's drunk. So they reckoned that that was why he'd fallen over.
Oh, dear.
So anyway, they started to feel less sympathetic to him and told him, come on, get back in your seat and everything, helping him back up, you know, back into his seat. And it was only then that they found out what had happened. Well, he managed to tell them what had happened.
Yeah.
And he'd been fast asleep, and a bottle of whiskey or gin or something in the overhead compartment had started, well, it had broken and it had started leaking and dripping out of the overhead compartment onto his head.
Poor guy.
Yeah, and it was the alcohol that had woken him up with such a start. He'd been in quite a deep sleep. He stood up and he... the thing is... He only had one leg, and he'd forgotten that he'd taken off his false leg, his wooden leg or whatever, and put that in the overhead compartment with the bottle of whiskey. So he was completely off balance, and he'd stood up so quickly, but with only one leg, he'd fallen right over onto the aisle.
No.
Well, that's what happened. Oh, they all thought that he'd had a heart attack or something, but it was because it was so sudden when he woke up that he didn't have time to remember that he didn't have his false leg on.
What I don't understand is why he'd taken it off in the first place.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because it's quite cramped on planes. I've no idea why he'd taken it off.